our book is a little bit different from the other ones out there because there are so many books out there right now on the Da Vinci Code, and I think it's confusing to people, you know, which book do I buy? Our book just has a different slant in that it's addressed to Christians who maybe are a little bit fearful about sharing their faith and about witnessing, which is probably about 99.5% of us. It's a very scary thing to step out and to talk about your faith and to think about witnessing to people, and I've been very scared of that in the past, been scared of failure, scared of seeming, stupid, like I don't know the answers, or frightened of losing a friendship over it or a relationship. Fear Not Da Vinci is an encouraging book, and we're trying to show how easy it is to start a conversation and how you don't need to be afraid about how that conversation ends because the Holy Spirit is the one who's working in the conversation, and all we need to do is follow His footsteps. He's the one at work. It's not our job to close the deal or to make the person pray the sinner's prayer. You know, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And that really just was so freeing to me to learn that as I was writing this book, is that it's not my job to make someone choose Christ. It's only my job to just share my story.
We need to remember that every situation that God sets up for us is ordained by Him. We may recognize what He's trying to do or we may not. And sometimes we just look plant a little seed. It won't be something gigantic, but it'll be enough to make that person really think through what was said. Sometimes we will never know what God has done in that situation. Susie's on again.
A quick story to add to that. A friend of mine does TV shows occasionally, and she said that when she goes out on the set, there are footprints or there's a mark on the stage that she has to hit that mark or step into those footprints. And she said when she is doing ministry, when she's going to share her faith with someone, she thinks of it as stepping into God's footprints. He's already there. He's already at work. All she has to do is step into His footprints.